Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Weirdos TV. It's a very special episode this week here on Weirdos TV. There's one of my controls in the time ship is broken. I have this button usually that I can push. This special big button that I push and everything changes. I don't have that button. That button isn't working. So everything's different. I can do certain things, but I can't do other things. I don't even know what I'm going to be capable of. So we're just going to work on it together. I know you can help me. You can help me. You'll be my eyes, my ears, my knowledge, my understanding will be all yours. And then I'll be able to be somewhere. There we are. Your understanding has taken me here. Thank you. It's getting complicated, you see? It's all because of what you know. You know what's complicated and what's the same. It's always part of me. You're part of me. That's why we're here together. You're part of me. Together we fly away. We fly away, far away. Where are we going today? You can see that today is not like the other days. For me, it's always today. For you, it's another day. Another day for you. What day is it today? I don't know of days anymore. I only know now. Now. It's my present present. Not my future present. What year is it for you? I don't know years. Years mean nothing to me. I can only show you images of me from the past. Maybe you can help me understand them. Here's one. All you weirdos out there, as well as you normal people. See, this is me in the past.
It's so great to be here.
Yes, it is great to
Where
be
here. Where am I? I must be in a dream.
That's it. You're in a dream. I wish
that's
I could explain it to you.
It seems to be.
Yes, that's
some
right.
Sort of
it is
a dream state.
Yes, it's a dream state.
I can hardly tell where I am, but I'm here, and that's all that matters. And
that's true. That's all
and
that matters.
And you're watching me. I'm so pleased to have you here with me.
Thank you. It's nice to be here with you.
We're finally on the air.
We've been on the air forever.
That means you're out there.
This must have been the first time I was on the air.
With me now, and where are we?
We're here inside my dream.
My mind.
My mind. My eye of my dream.
That. Where else could we be?
We could be many places.
Deep into the recesses of my imagination.
That's my favorite place to go.
That's where I always find you.
Finding you is so easy. now that you're
the
me.
The world beyond doesn't matter anymore.
No,
it's just you
matter.
And me.
Just you and me,
here
everybody.
Again, together.
That's right.
And what are we doing here? Well,
we're here.
I have some thoughts that I wanted to share with you.
Wanted to share
with some of you weirdos called in.
Oh, okay. We should play.
You
yeah,
look
we should
us
play
up
some
on
weirdos.
The web.
That's true.
Weirdos TV. You'll find out how to contact us and call in and contribute to the show. You can be on the air. That's right. But
does
first,
anybody want to come on the air tonight?
It's from me to you.
This, I can try that. Let's see.
Enlightenment is the remedy for our poor sick souls.
Our sick, poor souls.
And now is the time
now
for us
the time.
To awaken. From the deep depths of despair.
From the deep depths of despair.
Together.
Yes, together.
We can become aware.
We can become aware.
You're aware of me.
Of me and you.
Right now.
Right now.
And what are you thinking?
I'm thinking about you.
Thoughts.
Why not?
Those were no fun.
Well, I thought they were fun. I was having fun. Are you not
the
having fun?
The moment I died to this reality.
I'm sorry. Did you say
I
died?
I lived a million lives.
Oh, that's a lot. I could live a million lives, could I? That sounds fun.
And finally ended here, at this moment. Just in time to appreciate these first few weeks where we discovered our love for
oh,
each other.
Our love for each other is so wonderful.
Beautiful life together.
Yes, a beautiful life together.
Here, among the dead, long decaying.
Long decaying dead.
You all must wonder, is this well and truly the end?
Yes, yes, this is well and truly the end.
My eyes say yes.
Yes.
My heart disagrees.
Shh. Why does my heart
disagree? Lovely little squirrel. That hops among the old graves.
What about it? What does the squirrel say?
The logic of language makes it possible to intuit the response of a joke based simply on the words used.
That's right.
Of a
all right, we understand.
It's clear.
That's all right.
The final
That's all right. We understood what you meant. It's not important. There seems to be two of me. How did I become so affluent? I don't know where I came from that there's so many of me now. About myself when I'm this prolific. It's scary. I seem to be going through some changes. I've never done this before. You see, I told you something was broken. That big button. The big button was broken. It doesn't make any sense anymore. I think I've almost got control, but then it seems to be doing new things. It's miraculous. Hello, world. Hello, world. I now see that sorrow living, supreme emotion of which man is capable is at once the type and test of all great art. What the artist is always looking for is the mode of existence in which soul and body are one and indivisible, in which the outward is expressive of the inward, in which form reveals of such modes of existence there are not a few. Youth and the arts, preoccupied with youth, they serve as a model for us at one moment. At another, we may like to think that in its subtlety and sensitiveness of impression, its suggestion of a spirit dwelling in external things and making its raiment of earth and air, of mist and city alike, and in its morbid sympathy of its moods and tones and colors, modern landscape art is realizing for us pictorially was what was realized in such plastic perfection by the Greeks. Music, in which all subject is absorbed in expression and cannot be separated from it, is a complex example. And a flower, or child, a simple example of what I mean. But sorrow is the ultimate type, both in life and art. But behind sorrow, there is always sorrow. Pain, unlike pleasure, wears no mask. Truth in art is not any correspondence between the essential idea and the accidental existence. It is not the resemblance of shape to shadow, nor the form mirrored in the crystal to the form itself. It is no echo coming from a hollow hill any more than it is a silver well. Water in the valley, it shows the moon to the moon and Narcissus to Narcissus. Truth in art is a unity of a thing with itself, the outward rendered expressive of the inward, the soul made incarnate, the body instinct with spirit. For this reason, there is no truth comparable to sorrow. There are times when sorrow seems to me to be the only truth. Other things may be illusions of the eye or appetite, made to blind the one and cloy the other. But out of sorrow have the words been built, and at the birth of a child or a star, there is pain. More than this, there is about sorrow an intense and extraordinary reality. I have said of myself that I was one who stood in symbolic relations to the art and culture of my age. There is not a single wretched man in this wretched place, along with me, who does not stand in symbolic relation to the very secret of life. For the secret of life is suffering. It is what is hidden behind everything. When we begin to live, what is sweet is so sweet to us, and what is bitter is so bitter, that we inevitably direct all our desires towards pleasure, and seek not merely for a month or two to feed on honeycomb, but for all our years to taste no other food, ignorant all the while that we may really be starving the soul. I remember talking once on this subject to one of the most beautiful personalities I have ever known, a woman who's sympathy and noble kindness to me was both before and since the tragedy of my imprisonment. have been beyond power and description. One who really has assisted me, though she does not know it, to bear the burden of my troubles. More than anyone else in the whole world has. All through the mere fact of her existence. Oh, her being just what she is. Partly an ideal and partly an influence. A suggestion of what one might become, as well as a real help towards becoming it. A soul that renders the common air sweet and makes what it is spiritual seem as simple and natural as sunlight or the sea. One for whom beauty and sorrow walk hand in hand and have the same message. On the occasion of which I am thinking, I recall distinctly how I said to her, there is enough suffering in one narrow London lane to show that God did not love man, and that wherever there was any sorrow, though but that of a child in some little garden weeping over a fault that it had not committed, the whole face of creation was completely marred. I was entirely wrong. She told me so, but I could not believe her. I was in the sphere in which such belief was to be attained. Now it seems to me that love of some kind is the only possible explanation of the extraordinary amount of suffering that there is in the world. I cannot conceive of any other explanation. I am convinced that there is no other, and that if the world has indeed, as I have said, been built of sorrow, it has been built by the hands of love, because in no other way could the soul of man for whom the world was made reach the full stature of its perfection. Pleasure for the beautiful body, but pain for the beautiful soul. Yes, that's where the world is. That's where the world is. Huh?
stuck with the world alive. The world lies wherever I say it lies. The truth is never known, never securely known. It can only be thrown. I told you that. I told you that in the last revision, but you didn't listen. You didn't want to know me. I tried to explain it over and over and over again, but you didn't know. You didn't know the bees. The bees. You didn't know about the bees. Tried to tell you. I don't think you were listening. Okay, it's important enough. That's okay. I didn't mean to make it into a whole continuous massage. Just became a necessary part of the conclusion, you know? Part of the conclusion. Part of the conclusion. Part of the conclusion. Take a little break. We're running low on time, so we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Finally, I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel so weird.
Go to be understood. I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Weirdos TV. I can't tell you how difficult it is to be on Weirdos TV. It's impossible. It's like nothing you've ever understood before. It's exactly why I didn't try. You know, would you try if you knew the odds? The odds? Oh, the odds. What are the odds? I couldn't bet my own face. I wouldn't bet my own face. And it's the problem of your own face. If you look at it.
that way. It's not my style to look at it that way, but you know, that's what happens sometimes. And I tried that. So, tonight, weirdos, I'm living without that button. So it's a new moment here, which is rare. You know, usually the moments don't change here on Weirdo TV. We're just always the same moment. But you're here to witness the next moment. This is... It's not really the next moment, because basically it just goes around and around. But this is the only thing that I compare to mark in time the way that you get to. Here's my point. You have points in time that you can point at and say, this is what time it is. I don't have that. That's my point. My whole point is that I don't have any points. And you live with your points. Like, you can just point to it and say, there it is. Whoops. And you've got a point. Sure. I can see it right there. I keep looking at it saying, I'd like to be part of that point. You know all about it, but I don't. I can't. That's not something I get to be a part of. Uh-oh. Now I'm really lost. Well, there I am. All right, weirdos. I think that's all for this week. If I have any more to say, I'll say it next time. Let's see if I can leave you with something more important. Weirdos TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.